With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The summit is coming up. President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin are saying their meeting in Alaska this week is to discuss ending the Ukraine war, which has lasted over 3 years now. The president has also moved up an ultimatum to impose additional sanctions on Russia if no settlement is reached. As President Trump continues clearing out incompetent holdovers from the Biden administration, economist Stephen Moore has an idea who should be next.
Jerome Powell should be fired because he's also incompetent. He's the one, how many times did we talk about this over the years, the last few years? He's the one who gave us 9.2% inflation. Remember that? Now, Biden deserves a lot of the blame, too. But I would say that Jerome Powell is a willing accomplice in ruining the American economy.
Moore interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Last week, President Trump selected Stephen Miron, the chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisors. He'll fill in the final months of a vacancy on the Fed's Board of Governors. Miron has been a major defender of Donald Trump's income tax cuts and tariff hikes. President Trump considers J.D. Vance the frontrunner of the 2028 Republican presidential nomination. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
The president was asked if he believes that Vice President Vance is the heir apparent to the MAGA movement.
It's too early, obviously, to talk about it, but certainly he's doing a great job and he would be probably favored at this point.
He also said Secretary of State Rubio would be a strong consideration for 2028. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
Four astronauts back on Earth after a five-month stay at the International Space Station. Their SpaceX capsule parachuted in the Pacific off Southern California on Saturday, a day after departing from the orbiting lab. This is SRN News. A grim death toll from religious violence in Africa.
In the first half of this year, more than 22,000 people, mostly Christians, have been murdered by Muslim terrorist groups across many nations in sub-Saharan Africa. That's the results of a study conducted by the African Center for Strategic Studies. That total represents a 60% increase from 2022. Multiple Islamic terror groups are now operating in Nigeria, Mali, Cameroon, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Chad, and Burkina Faso. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump wants to remove abortion coverage from the list of medical benefits for veterans and their families. The Department of Veterans Affairs has posted the proposed rule change and opened a public comment period that runs through September 3rd. The department says in its proposal it wants to ensure that it provides only needed medical services to our nation's heroes and their families. This is SRN News. A Georgia man who had blamed the COVID-19 vaccine for making him depressed and suicidal, identified as the shooter who opened fire late Friday on the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention headquarters, killing one police officer. The 30-year-old suspect who died during the incident had also tried to get into the CDC's headquarters in Atlanta, but was stopped by guards. Federal regulators have been ordered to probe bank discrimination against conservatives.
President Trump has ordered an investigation into whether banks have discriminated against conservatives and industries like gun manufacturers and cryptocurrency companies. This executive order addresses debanking, where banks close accounts or refuse business with certain industries. The president accuses banks like J.P. Morgan Chase and Bank of America of targeting him and his allies. The order directs federal regulators to ensure banks don't discriminate based on political or religious beliefs and to refer cases to the Department of Justice. Ron Taylor reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com.